Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. For 2025, I want to see myself push myself past the things that make me uncomfortable, the things that I really want, but because they're not what I've done before and because it makes me nervous, I might not really try the way I should. Well, every January brings you 365 blank pages waiting to be filled. In 2025, maybe you're ready for a plot twist, or maybe there's a part of your story you've been wanting to revise. Life isn't about resolutions that fade by February. It's about picking up the pen and becoming the author of your own life. Think of therapy as your editorial partner, helping you write new chapters and creating meaningful story that you deserve to live. What's so amazing about this ad, this is not what they wrote, just what I'm saying right now, is that the thing that I was talking about in the beginning was about writing. I had no idea. All the references and metaphors they use truly speak to me, because that's the thing that I am so afraid to do, is write. And I know if I were to take this to my therapist, which I will, she would help me get past all these barriers and help me write the life that I want, and also write the project that I want to write. So if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, I'm telling you right now, you need to give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. Access a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. Switch easily therapists anytime at no additional cost. I mean, that right there is a game changer. Write your story with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Tanksley. I also go by Angel Lakita Moore. And if you follow me online, I go by That Chick Angel. I am joined by my amazing husband, who's also the co-host of this podcast. Please tell him who you are.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, hold up. That's it?
That's it?
Nah, it ain't. I ain't stupid. I'm the other host. This is going to cause an argument. If it's your first time tuning in, fam, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week. And we do it as a married couple. And we talk about pretty much anything we want to. And we great. Thank you for tuning in. All right. We've been at this thing for quite some time.
Yes.
We don't be giving that much advice. But when we do, listen in. All right. Because some good stuff we giving out. We do this every single week with our immediate family. All right. We do a lot of stuff with them. We love them. You can be a part of their media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Yes. Sign up for the low of $5 a month. You understand what I'm saying? And we are also joined by some wonderful sponsors. You've already heard from one.
Yes. BetterHelp, who's been with us for a while. And we're so grateful for that partnership. And we have two new sponsors, one that you've heard of before, but we're excited for this new partnership. And that's Beam and Via. We'll tell you more about both of those later on in the show. So if you're looking for a way to relax or a way to get some good sleep, you're going to definitely want to tune into these two, because when you use our promo codes, for the most part, you're going to get some sort of discount. Mm-hmm. So we are here to get partner with amazing brands that you can use their services while also getting a good old discount. So check them out later on in the podcast. Mm-hmm. What's been going on with you, baby?
Hey, scratching and surviving.
Scratching and surviving. I know. I was about to say, has it been good times?
You know what? It has been relatively good times. As y'all know, for lack of a better, a lot of LA is on fire. Not a lot of LA.
The world is on fire.
Yeah, the world's on fire. God dang. I didn't want to exaggerate it. But yeah, it's on. It's shit's burning. Okay. As y'all have seen on the news, I'm sure that's like the biggest news out there right now.
Yeah.
More than that, that's even taking over the wars and stuff that's going on. Just all this, everything that's burning. We have been fortunate enough to be able to help out other people. We've had, at one point in time, we had people from four different households, extra people from four different households at our house at one point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was telling Angel last night, I said, you know, I even prayed to God that I was grateful to be able to be, you know, to be able to help and be able to, you know, extend a helping hand to people because, you know, people lost power. People were evacuated. We had a close call at our house where we wasn't sure if we were going to have to evacuate. And if we did, if our house was going to be there when we came back, it was a very close call. But, you know, thank God everything's good. And that house didn't touch nobody's home. Didn't touch
that
a single
fire.
Yeah. That fire didn't touch a single home, which is also a good thing. But yeah, it's been very interesting out here. This is unheard of what's going on now. California gets fires like, you know, the Midwest gets tornadoes and storms and, you know, the East Coast gets blizzards and stuff. It happens yearly. However, this is, for one, this is not even the correct time of year this usually happens. Usually this happens August, you know, July, August, September, those extremely hot, dry months when it hasn't rained since January or February, everything is dried up. Everything, it's 115 degrees. You get some strong winds that arcs and sparks fires. That's usually how that happens. We got a couple of conspiracies of what's going on. These ain't natural fires that's going on. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. These ain't caused by nature. Not a single one of these fires. Can't nobody convince me otherwise. But anyway,
they're spreading because of nature, but they haven't
started.
They're
spreading because of nature. What started these fires was not nature. Not a single one. You can't convince me. It's been way too cool in the morning. It's been way too damp in the mornings for this type of thing to be going on. Usually this time of year, California is actually kind of green because that's usually what's when we get all the rain.
Correct.
January, February, and March, we get a whole lot of rain, even in Southern California. The hills be looking like somewhere in England. So I'm sure we'll talk about that later on. Or we want to talk what? How you feeling? Wife of mine, how you feeling?
I am exhausted. My sleep schedule is all over the place due to the fires, due to the kids being out of school. Our children probably, I would be surprised if they go back to school this week at all.
They won't.
Due to the air quality as well as the closeness of their school to the largest fire that they're fighting currently. Also, I am working out again. Been loving that, but it is extremely early. I get up at 4:45 to work out at 5. She has gotten there early every morning.
Like, you ain't gonna hit no traffic on
the way. Oh my God. I got into the garage thinking, okay, you got a couple of minutes to just get yourself together, get on your shoes. Drink your pre-workout. Soon as I sit my butt on that workout bench, I got a text. I'm here. I said, what in the world? You are 9 minutes early. Give me 5 minutes.
I'm like, you're going to sit there and watch me relax.
She would be willing to. She would definitely be willing to. So it has been a long day for me already because I've been up. And then I went to go watch my mother shoot her episode of Churchy.
How was it?
What I saw was good. She told me that she was messing up and jumping her cue line. But she was funny. Everybody was like, you make so much more sense now. After me and my mother, I was like, yes. They were like, she's hilarious. I was like, yes, absolutely. I said, if y'all could have met my grandmother, y'all would have really been like, oh, okay. Got it. This character was right up her alley, but I was glad to be on set with her just to make sure, you know, they like to rush people when they're running behind or, you know, it was partially my mother's fault, But I was just like, my mother is not going on that screen without looking the way she's supposed to look. So they got her mic. They thought they were going to take her to set. I said, she needs her wig cut. Because the way that hair was looking at the back of her head, I said, you will not go on to that screen. So I made sure the hair person, she was nice enough to cut it real good. That unit looks amazing on her now. So yeah, I'm just mainly tired, really hoping to get on a schedule to get some of the projects done that I need to get done. The Mama Likes stuff, the people who pre-ordered that stuff is now on its way. So I got to get prepared to ship these orders out and get prepared to then now market to people outside of Patreon because I've only marketed to them. So, you know, it's a lot, but tired.
Yeah, it's been, when I think about last week, it's been kind of a blur.
Yeah.
Like, I still didn't send out that email. Like, look, if y'all got man shit orders in, I deeply apologize. All y'all going to get compensated some kind of way. It's just a full blur. Like, I remember driving home, bringing them home from school on Monday.
Yeah.
And Amar was like, he asked me, he said, how many more days do we have before we can play on our tablets? I said, you got 4 days, rest of the week. He said, okay. And I think later on that night.
Like, go on ahead.
Look, prime suspect, number one right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they ain't been to school since. And that's when everything started.
It's been
and
insane.
It's been, yeah, then, you know, slowly but sure, we had, you know, people getting evacuated, losing power. You know, the house, which we don't mind at all. Like I said, I consider that an honor and a blessing that God blessed me to be able to help people like that. Slowly, you know, people, like every day it seemed like more and more people came to the house, but we was well equipped for it.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, still well equipped for, you know, whatever comes down the road, hopefully. But yeah, it's like, I just remember that one morning waking up hungry and I was like, well, let me just cook everybody breakfast. Cooked everybody breakfast. And that's all I remember.
Fire Airbnb.
That and fire watching.
It was not Airbnb. Fire B&B. Fire bed and breakfast is what our friends got. They had beds.
Everybody had bed, sheets, and pillows.
Uh-huh. They were safe. What's also...
Extra dog at the house.
We did. Had so much. We had so much. So before we continue along this topic, let's go ahead and jump to Tanksley Pride.
Tanksley Pride is a segment that we do where we talk about one of all of our four boys. They are all behind the camera today because they out of school. And that's what it's about, y'all. It's about our sons. That's our pride, our Tanksley Pride, our pride of lions. We are us. They are them.
You know what we got to make sure we talk about?
What?
Because we haven't talked about it since we were here last.
We have not.
This but, what?
Oh, go ahead.
No, what?
No, I was like, let's do that. Do Tanksley Pride.
Okay,
and then
let's
go to
do
that.
It. Let's do it. Tanksley Pride. I had the privilege we did as a family to support my good friend Kev on stage at his back pew churchy tour. And it's a family friendly tour. So if you have the opportunity, if he comes to your city, go take your children, take your mother, take your grandparents. It is really family friendly. So they held us seats and we don't I let Greg know ahead of time because I was like, we're not going to get there early enough and I'm not standing in nobody's line. But I bought tickets. I didn't ask for comp tickets. I bought 10 tickets. And I was like, if you could save us some seats or section off some seats. I was like, I'm not sure where Mel and Melissa are going to be sitting, but anywhere like where they're sitting. Well, we walk out to the sanctuary. They didn't taped off the first three rows.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not thinking we're about to sit on the front row. But the kids go out before me, and the kids sat on that front row. And I was like, well, guess we're sitting on the front row. So Me and Marcus sat on the front row like we were assistant executive pastors.
Yeah, we did.
Of the church, you know, where they, like, the pastor, the head, senior pastor be in the pulpit.
Uh-huh.
But then the couple that is, like, second in command, if the pastor, the first lady have to go somewhere, sit in the front row.
Yeah.
That was us.
We'll be back in the big mega churches down in L.A. with the black folk where, you know, if you've been on TV, you on front row.
Oh, absolutely, right? So the kids, it's Kai, Sai, Marcus. Amar decided to stay home to play with Denora's youngest son, Aiden. So we brought Rhea instead. Then there is Aria, Quinn's daughter, as well as McKinley, who is Mel and Greg's daughter, Kevin's niece. They're all sitting in the middle of the front row. The way these kids were cracking up.
They were cackling.
At the comedy. I'm telling you, Kevin told the... Oh, I can't tell you the story he told. Let's just say it's about a dog. They laughed like they had experienced what he was talking about. Anna Douglas performed, and she has this really dope bit in her set where she's like, she can make anything churchy. And she takes jingles, popular, famous jingles that most people is still in their head. They'll be 90 years old and somebody can play the jingle and they can sing the words to. She puts them to a gospel beat and melody. Little Marcus thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Kevin, per usual, running around the sanctuary. They're dying. Kevin showing his bare body, showing his belly and his, as he calls them, his breast. The kids cracking up. McKinley covered her face.
I imagine she did.
Oh, my God. There's a bit that Alton did with Denora.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did the punchline with her up there, Rhea about jumped out of her seat. She was like, ah! it was just great to see. I've never been able to take them to a comedy show. I've only taken them to plays. They've seen The Wiz. They got to see Wicked. They've seen other musicals. But it was nice to see them at a stand-up comedy show. I have a picture that I need to post. But I'm so glad that we took them. Again, if Kevin comes to your town out of the 863 cities he's doing, do yourself a favor. Go see it. Take your kids because it is a good time. You do not have to be churchy. My kids aren't churchy. Little Marcus is the one who's probably grown up in the church the most. And
he can't tell you last time he been in church.
Right. And yeah, he could. It was recently. It was last year. We all went. But they don't know the culture of church. But they still thought everything was so funny.
I'm not churchy like it. It's hilarious.
I feel like you are churchy enough. You're not churchy like me and Kevin. But you're churchy enough that it would make sense. That's what I would say. Real quick, before you jump into your Tank Sleep Prize story, tell me some of your experiences with poor sleep.
Oh, you know, it can be rough when you don't get enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you lay there and you lay there and you lay there, or you go to bed too late, or you lay down and your mind's just wandering.
Mm-hmm.
It can affect the rest of your day and the rest of the week.
Yeah, and when you wake up, how do you usually feel?
Oh, you feel tired, more tired than you was when you went to sleep.
Yes. Well, this is why I am so excited to talk about Beams Dream Powder, a science-backed, healthy nighttime blend for sleep that is actually clinically shown to improve sleep and have you waking up refreshed. Everything changed when we found Dream. It just allows us to come up with a solution to help my husband. Other sleep aids cause next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful all blend of reishi, magnesium L-theanine, apigen, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. All those that I named, when you talk about powerful, that's like getting all the elements of the earth together to form a superhero. Now, as we look ahead to 2025, we are determined to keep this momentum going. Dream is a part of our nightly routine and it makes all the difference. If you are like my husband and struggle with sleep last year, there's no better way to start 2025 than with consistent, restful sleep. Dream will help you feel your best every single day. The ultimate sleep refresh for the new year. Try Beam's best-selling dream powder and get 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/argue.
Argue.
And use code ARGUE.
Argue.
At checkout. That's shopbeam.com/argue.
Argue.
And use code ARGUE.
Argue.
For up to 40% off. Thank you so much, Beam, for sponsoring today's podcast. All right. You go ahead and tell your Takesley Pride story. There was so much Takesley Pride stuff happening just
now.
I know,
it really
I was
is.
Like, dear God.
I was just thinking that show, I was before you did that, I was thinking about the show. Why is his body so funny?
Oh, Kevin, because he makes it funny with his silly self.
Gosh. My Takesley Pride story is something that's been on. I was thinking about it on the way here. And it made me laugh. Our youngest, Amar. Sometime last week, was it last week or the week before? It was sometime recently. He's on his, I don't know, Switch tablet or something, and he's upstairs and I'm downstairs. And he's like, he keeps calling me. I'm like, yeah. So I come to the stairs. He says, come here. I need to show you something. And I was like, well, hold on, because I was in the middle of something. So about 20 minutes go by. I finished doing what I'm doing. I'm calling. I'm like, yeah. He was like, I said, what do you want? He said, I need to show you something. So I come to where, and he did this like four times. Come to where he goes, and as soon as I turn the corner, he goes.
Oh,
and then he runs.
He waves him on.
Yeah, waves at me, y'all, begging me. And he does it like four times. Now, as adorable as it was also the most scary, eerie thing and adorable all at the same time. Because I'm like, one, I'm like, this motion he's never done to me. Like,
yeah, come on.
But it's also starting to turn into a horror movie because I'm like, what is he about to show me?
Mm-hmm.
I was so scared.
Probably a dead rat.
Yeah. He called me into the bedroom, into my room, then into the bathroom, then into the closet. Then when he saw what it was, he just had a question.
Oh, yeah, the cases, because I told him to ask you.
Oh, you the culprit.
He saw them. He said, what are those? I said, ask daddy.
He just saw the ammo cases. He was wondering what they were.
Did you ask daddy about the ammo cases, Amar? He said, he nodded his head up and down with his little cute self. Come here.
But also with them, like all the seeing all the kids at the house, I know McKinley was mad, Greg and Mel's daughter. The good thing about being like these kids is they had no worries. They're taking snow days right now.
In their minds,
at least. Their minds, like, this has been y'all done had fun on your break? This is just a break for them. You know, I guess being that we're not one of the people that's been like tragically affected by this whole thing, they can, you know, they're not exposed to everything that's going on, which is a blessing to us that they don't have to, you know, endure all of that because they've had a ball.
They did. I'm noticing how much this boy looks like you. Amar. Are you ready to go back to school?
He said, you done messed up my high.
Are you ready to go back to school?
I had a sugar high going, Mama.
They can't hear you.
I don't want to go to school.
Why not? Are they mean to you there? They're not mean to you? Do they put boogers on you? Do you put boogers on them? You just want to be at home. You ain't got to go to school today, but you will have to go back, okay? But not today. Today you're with me. Is that cool? And not tomorrow. Tomorrow you're with me.
Or the next day.
And not Wednesday. Wednesday you're with me. Is that cool?
And maybe even Thursday or Friday, but we'll see.
But after that, you're going to have to go back so they can make you smarter.
Did they just go to school the one day?
Yeah.
In like a month, they've only been to school one day.
Correct.
Rolling
y'all didn't go on
off,
Tuesday, did you, Lil Marcus?
No.
Okay, so no,
it
they
two
all
days,
went to
okay, do. 2 days they went to school.
Yeah, because the
months
were
time.
Terrible on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they came off right off the cusp of winter break, Christmas and New Year's, went back after New Year's Monday and Tuesday, and been out since.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been at home. Little Marcus has been talking to his friends as his friend's house is burned down. He He's like, man, this is why you still, I still beat you on the game. They're like, put my,
I know, how's
my family, my dog. He's like, yeah, your dog is going to the same place where the, your score is going.
To let
like,
you know the caliber of Marcus's friends is they had a house burned down.
Yes.
They just went to the other one.
No, unfortunately, because of where our school is located, a number of the families were actually tragically affected by the fires. More than 24 families lost their houses.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Due to the fires at this school. So for our school to go back to start instruction again, it's not just about, okay, let's get the campus cleaned up. It's really people who, or to even get instruction back. Because, you know, there's.
Campus cleaned up?
What did I say?
Sound like you said cameras or canvas. I couldn't hear you.
Campus is what I was saying. Even doing virtual school, there are people who don't have a Wi-Fi to connect to. They don't got no plug to plug in, nothing. So it'll probably be a little bit for them to figure this out. They'll probably add days, maybe take away one of the spring break weeks, whatever they have to.
And this this school has a good community too, so they'll band together. And that's the thing about being a private school. It is like a community. They'll band together and figure out what they need to do.
It
is. What's best for the students.
And what's also, I think, I don't know, my hat's off to some of these families, because the ones that are, that come from money or affluent, they are not asking for assistance. Assistance has been offered, but they want that assistance to be
done. People that need it.
Yeah, to be, to go towards families that actually need it. And I applaud them for that, because I'd be taking every single thing they could give me. If that happened to me, I'd be like,
Angel's ass could be living in Florida somewhere. He's like, what you mean my house burned down in what part of town?
Yes, we need groceries and clothes. We need all of that. But a lot of them are declining the help in saying, you know, to help the families who are going to have a harder time recovering. So please keep California in their prayers. Please keep the Altadena families in their prayers.
Absolutely.
In your prayers as well. Altadena had an over 30% black population there, which is very high for California, definitely high for anywhere outside of like the area, the like Baldwin Hills, Inglewood, Compton area. But it was one of the pockets where a lot of black people settled a few generations ago. So, and as well as Pacoima, which also at one point in time caught on fire. So be praying.
Yeah. You don't hear about them
Nearly as much
as you are the Palisades, and that's probably why.
That's a good chance. I mean, the Palisades also was 10,000 acres larger, but still, sure that has something to do with it as well. Thankfully, Pride, we are filming right now. They're just having a conversation at regular volume. Granted, the mics aren't picking it up, but who gonna focus?
We distracted.
Who gonna focus? All right, we have an announcement. Ba, ba, da, ba.
We are once again nominated for NAACP Image Award and social for podcast Lifestyle and Help.
Nope. What? Yeah. It's for Outstanding Podcast for Lifestyle and Self-Help.
Yeah.
We are elated. I would have already started promoting really, really hard, but these fires have thrown me off, especially the day that my mother's house almost burnt down. I was like, award, a nomination, what? Who? I had to deal with my mother's emotions, which I understood.
Mm-hmm.
Had to deal with my soror's emotions that were staying with us, which I also understood. But now I'm about to get back to the boom, 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 promoting, campaigning, because we want it. We want to take away the trophy this year. So
we do.
Be on the lookout for these lives.
So use that motivation to vote.
Listen.
Coworkers, emails. If you work, I said it last, if you work somewhere and you have an email, your coworker's email is just like yours, just with their name. Use it. There ain't nothing illegal about that. You ain't got to put in no password or nothing.
Use it. They would like us. We're hoping to take home the trophy this year. We're nominated with some amazing podcasts.
Yeah, y'all. We got, man.
But we're going to be promoting.
I think this competition is stiffer than last year.
It is.
God dang.
We're going to be promoting, and we're going to be voting. You can vote once and email.
Yes.
So look in the description of this podcast. Look in the description of the YouTube video. The link will be there. Click on it. I will do a tutorial or how-to on Instagram so that you know how to vote. So please, please, please vote for Marcus and I.
Yes.
Good job. Are you surprised that we were nominated again?
Yes, I am.
Me too.
Let me tell you too. That. Extremely surprised.
I did not think we were going to. I didn't think. So just in case you don't know, you pay and submit your project if you own it. And we own, is this going to cause an argument? You pay and you submit it. I did. There are a number of other podcasts that pay and submit. There is then a nomination committee that will vote on who they want to receive the nomination. There's no way for us to sway that committee. We don't know who those committee people are.
Right.
So they vote for whatever podcast they feel like should move on from being submitted to nominated.
Yeah.
And Celeste, they chose five, and we were one of the five.
We were one of the five. Celeste, we've been here a long time.
Yes. I'm not going to read that. Yes.
A long time.
So we are just hoping and praying that we get it. I want it. I so want it. I do. There's a question in the podcast, in the Patreon, and I'm not going to respond because I don't actually have an answer. Because I've never listened to that podcast. It was just funny how the similarities of certain things. Let's jump to the main topic. The main topic is, sir, you about to be 43.
Yeah.
What's good? What's happening? Besides you want to make another baby, what else are you trying to What else? Why are you laughing like that?
Exactly.
What does that mean? Yeah, exactly.
That laugh was BS, just like that statement was.
What's going on in your 43-year-old head besides figure out what the hell you're doing?
Ain't nothing else to go on in my head.
Yeah, there is.
What?
What you mean, what?
What?
Things like, man, I just love my wife, and I just am so excited to see.
Why you got to be at the pinnacle of everything?
Pinnacle? I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah, I mean, like, for real, I didn't see myself being here at all, meaning on a podcast, doing social media, content creation, and especially being here when years ago, what would I be doing by the age of 43? I would have never said this. What's going on in my, I don't know. It's just, you wouldn't be able to tell by coming off the holidays and my diet and these fires and stuff, you know, making sure I'm healthy. You wouldn't be able to tell by the way I've been eating. But look, we all going through some things, all right? We had people pausing fast and everything in the house.
Yeah.
I feel great. I just told Angel, it always feels like there's some bullshit happening at the top of the year, for like the past 5 years. It always starts off like
it has.
We ain't got nowhere to go but up. I feel like it's been like that for me for like, yeah, about 5 years.
So what do you want to do for your birthday?
Nothing. I just want to do what it is that I want to do. And it might not be absolutely, it might be absolutely nothing at all.
What, you might not want to do anything?
Yeah,
Let me cancel the party planner.
Yeah, please do. We'll talk about that later. I just especially, you know, coming off of everything that's going on, I think right now, if I end up doing something, it'll be one of my do somethings, meaning I hit everybody the day before, hey, y'all, this is what I'm going to be doing. If you can make it, fine. If you can't, it's all good.
Why don't you want to give people more notice?
Oh, in general?
Yeah.
Because I'd be a last-minute person when it comes to that.
But, you know, this is what I'll say to this. It is your birthday, so you can do whatever you
it's
like.
It's my party.
But a lot of the stuff that you do for your birthday, you want people there.
Usually. And sometimes. I didn't start the whole party thing until you started having parties for me. You know, before, I'd be like, I'm just going to go splurge on myself.
But no. What happened was, Marcus would be like, I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to do anything. And then 2 days before, he'd be like, you know what? We should go paintballing. And I'm like, what? He'd be like, yeah, hit up such and such and such and such and such and such. See if they want to come.
And it ain't a list of 80 people. It'd be 3 people. But, 4 people.
But yet and still, it's
and those
just,
are people I don't mind inconveniencing because I'd be inconveniencing myself for them.
And it's not just 3 people. It'd be 8 to 10. Because if I look at the pictures, based off of the amount of people coming, it's at least 8 to 10 people we hit up. Now, these are people who actually want to celebrate with him and would love to.
Keep your calendar clear.
I need you
That's
not
simple
to
as
be.
Hell. Hey.
I need you not to be.
Birthday's on the 27th, all right? The weekend of, before, or after, depending on where my birthday is.
Oh, so block
no,
off
I'm
a
just
week
saying,
and
what's
a half.
My birthday? Is it on a Monday?
Yes.
So the Friday and Saturday and Sunday before, clear it and stand by. Nah, it ain't going to be at this year. Yeah.
So do you know what you want to do?
I don't want to do nothing.
Amar, turn that down.
I'm about to throw your tablet down the hallway.
If you want to listen to it, go into that room and close the door. You can turn on the light and go into that room. Yes. And people be wanting, to celebrate you, but you truly have waited until the last minute most of the time.
That's in the past. It's been years since I done it.
I took over your birthday.
Yeah. So you can't say I've been waiting to the last minute.
Well, because I took over your birthday.
Yeah, because it had to be this big ordeal.
No, your birthdays are not big ordeals anymore. We did a big ordeal once for your 40th. For your 41st and your 42nd, we did the exact same thing.
Just at the house. That's what I like.
So if that's what you like, why can't we and why don't we is all I'm asking.
Because I told you we'll talk about it after. I said we'll talk about that later.
Oh, no. That's not. I'm saying why don't you be feeling comfortable just giving people notice? I'm not sure what you mean by talking about.
I feel comfortable giving people notice.
Okay.
I don't mind doing that.
Okay. What are you talking about? We'll talk about later. I missed something.
Just that. Why I don't want to do nothing.
Oh, yeah. No. Sorry. That's not what I was asking you, babe. I was asking you what I did just ask you was why you don't like to give people notice.
Yeah, I don't mind giving people notice. It's just in the past, it's like I don't know what I want to do. Oh, shit. Paintballing. That sounds fun. Boom. Hey, y'all, I'm going paintballing.
1 year for his birthday. Was it for your 35th? Was it your 30th or your 35th? That was me, you, Brisha, Denora.
Where?
We just went to the club.
Probably 30th. Because 35th, I feel like that's when we was in Vegas. Me, you, was BJ, it? Wendell, or was that 30th?
That might have been 30th. And then 35th was going to the club.
I mean, easy.
I was like, where are your guy? Where are your friends? Where are your guy friends?
I ain't even hit them up.
It was Marcus and the ladies.
Yeah. Why not?
And you were, I do believe you fell asleep in the car.
Probably.
Which you never do.
I was drunk. Mission accomplished.
What would you hate to do for your birthday?
A bunch. A whole lot of stuff. A busy ass schedule. Here, there, and all. No.
How much downtime do you need?
Most of it. Most of the time needs to be down. All I need is some, what they call, cranberry white chocolate chip, some jasmine cookies, and a red velvet cake, and I'm Gucci.
So is getting a facial and massage downtime, or is that
Something? Yeah, that's definitely downtime. I'm all about that.
Okay, so that's
a pampering, rub on me.
So that's
they got to be a stranger, though. I need a professional.
Are you saying that so that I don't give that to you?
No, you can, but you just got to be expecting something also.
No. Why don't you don't expect that from anybody else?
I know. That's why I said need to be a stranger if I'm just going to relax. Soon as you start giving, expect to get got as well.
I don't understand why you can't just, in that moment, treat me like a stranger. I don't
understand why you can't just understand that I'm not going to. Marcus. So hard about that.
Oh, Lord. Cuffing season led to a new boo. Is that the case? Or do you have an old boo like me? And I like them. Want some heat or extra heat in the bedroom to fight off the winter chill? Or planning on ways to elevate your love this Valentine's Day? Keep the passion alive using the natural power of hemp with Vaya. Vaya has developed a unique blend of pleasure-enhancing cannabinoids, libido-strengthening herbs, and a medium dose of THC, all into one mind-blowing gummy called High Love. We're talking about pairing aphrodisiac herbs with a mild amount of THC. Their best-selling High Love gummy will awaken your senses, increase blood flow, and intensify any sexual experience. Vaya just dropped their High Love bundle, which includes a pack of gummies and a THCA vape, so you can unlock the full experience at a reasonable price, just in time for Valentine's Day. Trusted by over 500,000 customers, Vaya is well renowned for their award-winning THC and THC-free gummies and vapes, THCA flower, soothing topicals, and calming drops, all crafted with the highest quality hemp sourced from trusted, independent-owned American farms. And the best part? Vaya legally ships to nearly all states in the U.S. in discreet packaging directly to your door with a worry-free guarantee. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, check out our link to Vaya's website. Link in our description and use code ARGUE for 15% off. And if you're new to Vaya, get a free gift of your choice. Let me tell you a couple of things that I loved about Vaya. I love all the stuff that they put in this box. It was specially prepared for me. The High Love is amazing. I am a gummy girl. You give me something in a gummy and I'm going to try it. And I would say there are quite a few that I think people would fall in love with. One of the ones that I really, really liked, it's a calming one. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's Cloud 9 is the one that I love. It is so amazing. It's for relief is what it is. I absolutely love it. I think you would love it too. Unlock the power of nature with Vaya. It's the only lifestyle hemp brand. The products range from 0 milligrams to 100 milligrams of THC. They use the premium THCA flower, and it emphasizes a natural aroma and flavor. It's an industry leader. It's made in the USA. It's award-winning service. It's quality ingredients and affordable and accessible. Again, if you're 21 plus, check out the link to Vaya in our description and use code
ARGUE
to receive 15% off. And if you're new to Vaya, get a free gift of your choice. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support and show and please support our show and tell them we sent you. This Valentine's Day, elevate the love, your love life with Viya. Okay. So you said a massage.
If Marcus was getting paid today, he wouldn't be getting paid.
Because he's not switching the cameras.
Boy is trash. He got his headphones in, looking at his phone.
He's not interested in this podcast. We know he's not voting for us.
Anyway, what was you going to say?
They back here arguing.
Hey.
The amazingness of having children home during a work day. What? So massage is down. How is then bumping uglies downtime? That's not downtime.
There's certain sacrifices I'm always willing to make. Do you not remember me not being able to walk because of a back injury? Did I care?
Yes, you did. You cared. There were times that you cared.
I said, put pressure right here.
There were times you cared. Okay, describe the perfect birthday.
You ask me this every year.
And every year I want to know.
I don't have an answer. Fix your glasses. Why you got them on like
it? Because I want to look like Si.
Crooked. No. yeah, I can't describe. I mean, I thought about doing the Porsche experience. Is it the Porsche or BMW? No. Porsche experience is out here. I thought about doing that, but then I was like, it just sounds like a lot, and I don't want to go through trouble. Yeah. As much as I want to get out there and drive them cars, like the day, like leading up to it and the day of, I'm like, I don't feel like going through all that.
Oh, is it a lot of work?
Yeah, like after you sign up, I mean, you pay a good amount of money, but you get to drive their like cars around the track.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to people that's done it, and you have somebody in the car with you, and they not like, oh, take it slow. like
smash.
Do what the car can do.
Smash.
And then the dude that I talked to, he said his instructor jumped in another car and was like, all right, this time I want y'all to keep up with me. And said they said they couldn't. But no, I thought about stuff like that. But then, like, it ain't like I know I'm not, like, getting up and, you know, going to work. I'm not going to like a 9-to-5 every day. But when I think about doing stuff like that, I'm like, I want to do that, but I just don't want to do it on my birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because, you know, I just want to kick back.
Kick back. Okay. So massage is there. We can do the massage.
The massage.
I can't give you a massage because you don't see me as a human being that can just give you a massage.
Oh, yeah, no. That's a true fact.
That's so rude. Rude.
You just give me massages all the time.
Yeah,
see?
What about a facial? I can give you a facial.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't understand.
Sorry, I can't disconnect the two. I mean, shame on me.
Okay. Is there anything you want to, besides that, is there anything you want to do specifically with me by yourself on your birthday?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, but I can't think.
You don't know?
Yeah.
How you want to, is anything?
I just be enjoying our time together. You know, we just grab something to eat.
Do you want to go to the park with the boys, or that sounds like?
What park?
I don't know.
No amusement park.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that with them before. Look, they just. Marcus is listening. He's like, I hope not.
You used to like to take them out there with the cars.
Yeah.
Or bike riding. So a fitness class wouldn't be up your alley.
Shut up. Go to the next question.
But do you feel like as you head towards this new birthday that you are where you feel like you should be, or behind, or ahead?
I definitely don't feel ahead. I kind of feel like, I guess I'm where I'm where I should be. I am getting to the age where now I understand, like, when I was a kid, seeing, like, you know, my dad and, like, older men, and how they was just, like, their birthday came around. It was like, all right, yeah, thank you. They took their little card or whatever, and they were just fine with it. I'm like, man, how could you not want this or want that or do this, do that? I'm like, man, I get it. I get it.
Speaking of old men growing up, Pete, Marcus's brother, my brother-in-law, called me the other day just to check in on us. And he was talking about how you are starting to sound like your father. And I said, don't I know it? Don't I know it?
I'd rather sound like my father than sound like my brother any day of the week.
Why? Wait a minute. Why are you trying to? What's the insult?
No, because he says that about me when everybody says that about him, though.
But I will attest, regardless of what people say about him, you are sounding more and more like your dad.
I know.
Yes. Do you hear it when you start? Oh, okay, I wasn't sure if you could hear it.
Yeah, I hear it.
What are you saying you hear?
Nothing. That ain't sound like daddy. I mean, I don't think nothing of it.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you could. I was like, I don't know if he hears himself. But I'd be like, I'd be daggone. It's like your daddy stepped into the room and you said, don't worry, I'll say it so she can hear it too.
Yeah, that's what happens. You sound just like your mama.
I don't sound anything like her.
Shit.
I sound nothing like her.
You a line and a half.
I don't.
Lil Marcus, you and Melissa, dead on your mama.
Do I sound like your grandma? Lil Marcus says he says he don't know, which means no. Kai, do I sound like
your
grandma?
You sound and act just like your granny, your mama.
Kai, a little bit. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm talking about man, everything.
No. Now, if I sit, then, yeah.
Oh, you getting there. You getting there.
No.
Yeah.
It's so funny being on set with her today. Some people were like, are you all related? I said, that woman birthed me out of her body. Oh, okay. Now this makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, that's right. So you don't feel like you are where you need to be.
No, definitely not.
Wait a minute. You don't. So you feel behind?
No, I said I'm definitely not ahead.
You're not ahead. Okay.
I said I kind of feel right where I'm supposed to be, maybe. But no, I don't think I feel behind. I put it this way. When I look at what I'm doing, I feel behind.
A career?
Yeah. Okay. I feel behind in that. But as far as in life in general, I don't feel behind. I feel like where I should be.
What would it mean to feel like you are either like ahead? What would that mean?
I don't think I will ever know what that looks like, because regardless of where I go, I will never feel like I'm ahead. And I'm glad about that.
See, you don't feel like in facilities management you were cut above?
No, because there was always more. I feel like when I was in construction, like when I went back to doing that, because I took all the facility stuff and transferred it over to that.
Uh-huh.
Being asked to go to certain projects because of my skill set, it was just like, no, this is dope. I recognized how dope it was, but I was like, no, but I want to be the one to, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though I was asked for it by name, like, who's that guy? They didn't even know my name. The dude that did this over at that project, we need him over here. It's still like, I always feel like I could, you know, do more.
Okay. I get what you say. I get what you mean by do more. It's,
in my opinion, when you say, when I feel like I'm ahead, it means I'm comfortable.
Okay.
And I feel like once you're comfortable, that kills your enthusiasm, that kills, you know, it kills a lot of stuff, your ambition, because you're comfortable. If as long as you're uncomfortable, you'll always be moving, trying to stretch to the next thing.
Do you feel like you got to be ambitious all your life, or you just feel like this is the age?
Not ambitious.
Where you...
ambitious may be a hard word, but this is like, I don't want to lose the drive.
Do you feel like you have to have drive all your life, or just in this age?
Driving specific things. Even when somebody, like, I think about people, I know I've encountered people in real estate. Like, I don't think they billionaire status yet. Maybe their properties and companies might be billionaire, but they multi-millionaires. And they, to us, it always looked like they were taking the easy street. But, you know, when I would get them alone and talk to them, it's just like, no, you still have drive. You still are doing things. Stay awake, Kev. That was a long blink.
You don't think I heard everything you said?
All right, I'm just saying. Don't let me sit here and do a long blink. You make a big deal out of it. Anyway, they always did never seem like they lost their drive, like they were just coasting.
How old were they?
Various ages. One, he was probably in his mid to late 70s, probably approaching 80. The other one, he was mid-50s, early to mid-50s, maybe. Maybe late 40s.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel like I need to have a drive that's like in my 70s. Like a drive to,
maybe,
like,
we're looking at drive at two different things. Like, what are you seeing?
Because you're saying you don't want to be complacent in your life.
They woke up, they would wake up and they would do what they love to do, but they were busy doing it. To me, that's not just coasting. That's drive. That ain't just coasting. It's like coasting would be them not showing up and just send me an email when everything's ready. I'm going to be over here at my vacation home.
Yeah, eventually, yes. I want to be at coast. But for you, you want to be able to stay in a drive later in life.
If I enjoy it, absolutely. I really feel like you live longer. The body in motion stays in motion.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people retire and they die shortly after because they stop. As soon as you stop, your body stops.
That's a thought for some people. That's not the case. That's a fact. There are people who have lived to 100 and something and ain't got nary a job.
But they have hobbies. They get up and they do things and they move and they keep their mind and their body moving. They ain't just sitting around.
Yes, but that's not a drive to me, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
But no, I just was wondering, because the way you were putting it, I was like, wait, do you feel like you have to always be ambitious or have drive and tell? But the answer is yes. You think, yes, you always have to. But that's fine. You just have 43, so you're still very young.
I know.
I'm just adding to the conversation.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
I 65, I think because I've worked so hard and I pushed so hard, I've hustled so hard, I definitely look forward to the day when I'm just like, this project might seem fun, so I might do that for 2 days. But then I'm good.
No, you won't. Angel is on 8 different committees of 19 different organizations that offer nothing but her being busy.
No, that's a lie. They don't offer nothing but me being busy. One, I am giving back to the community, which is a part of my purpose on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like anybody who's in a place of privilege, if they're not giving back to the community, they just wasting air. Two, one is for my children.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And then the other one, again, giving back to a community that I know could use.
Angel elects herself or pushes herself to be on. You could be a part of these organizations, but Angel has to be on boards and doing things. And you can't sit down.
Let me tell you, the only one that I would say in this one, let me tell you, Mocha Mom, last year, because it was our 10th and there was a level of participation that, being that this is a chapter that I helped to found, there was a level of participation that I knew the chapter could reach, but I knew they needed encouragement from someone who can influence them.
Mm-hmm.
"'Tis I,' said the cat. Mm-hmm. "'And that I know. "'And sure enough, our numbers for certain things were up high. "'I planned on sitting out this year.'"
Mm.
"'Let me tell you what happened.'"
"'Something always happens. "'Something always gonna happen.
"'Because the year prior to our 10th year, I was in the background.
"'But what else was you doing?"
No, I was doing tour with you in one margarita.
All right, what about before? Do you forget you vlog like these people see your day in and day out?
The reason why I know I can tell the truth on these is because I know who was president. And I know which presidents I served a lot and which presidents they barely saw me. So, as I was saying, this year I was going to pump the brakes. My spesh in Delta is now the co-president. And she said, "Angel, I need you to sign up for these committees, please." And I was like, "I don't want to." And she was like, "Please do not leave me out here."
Mm-hmm.
High and dry.
Who's that sound like? The woman that can't say no. Your mother.
The woman who can't say no. My mother says no all the time.
Nah, your mama struggles to say no.
No. This is let me tell you the difference. My mother will say yes, and then she will eventually renege. So that's the only reason why I'm doing anything with Mocha Moms this year, because I was going to put my effort into Delta mainly this year. Like, mm-hmm. Getting the programs that I started with that, the ball rolling. Because I serve.
You serve. That you do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What, baby? No, when we get home, y'all can call the friends. We're about to be done. Y'all have interrupted this podcast.
Glad y'all home, Sherry. Boy, go sit down so we can finish. Go ahead.
So, anyhow, what I was saying is that I cannot wait, regardless of what you think, to have certain projects to just be like, "Oh, dip in for 2 weeks and dip out." Not in, because the things that I feel like are ambition. Right now, I'm in my ambitious stage. Right now, I am trying to create things that hopefully will outlast me. Definitely. Ain't no doubt about that. I was not in that phase in my 20s. I don't think I was creating anything. I was just hustling to try to pay bills. My 30s, I kind of had a little bit of that, of just testing the waters of whether or not I was actually good at the... My 30s is when I found out I could take what's in here and make it a reality. My 40s has been definitely where, but can you do better than this? And I'm showing and proving. That is not going to be me all of my life.
I don't. The way I've seen you operate is so similar to my, like, I don't think you don't know how not to be busy. Like, you remember one of them jobs, you was basically paying to go to work. Like,
that had nothing to do with trying to busy myself. That had to do with I have
a it was always income. Like, yeah, I'm not saying it wasn't income, but I'm just like, you realize that ain't worth it?
That really had to do with we did not have a lot of money coming in, and it was just like, by any means necessary, go make money. When I took that job, I thought I was going to have more orders and make more money. I didn't take it to not make money.
Oh, shit.
That's for certain.
Hey, she was delivering food.
Surely was.
Well, I'll tell you how far away from the house was it?
It would take me... to get there, because I would only work like on Sundays for real. I think I only worked on Sundays. So on Sundays, it would only take me like 25, 30 minutes to get there. But they would only maybe get 6 to 7 to-go orders in a night.
Driving out there to spend her tip money on lunch just to drive back.
No, they gave me my lunch for free, but I basically spent it on gas. Like it was, I would clear maybe on a good night, I might clear $100. But that was few and far between. Then you would consider gas. You had probably spent at least $20. You down to $80 on a good night. Just wasn't enough. It wasn't. And somebody said, Angel, you're good at a lot of things and everything you are doing will be better with you involved. That doesn't mean everyone deserves your time. I know that. I definitely know not everybody deserves my time. That is the God honest truth. But the certain things that I am serving, it's not always like, so for instance, the Delta Gems and the Delta Debutante or Delta Botillion Cotillion that I'm throwing. That I wouldn't have no desire. Well, no, I would have a desire to do it, but I wouldn't be like, let's do it if it wasn't for the fact that my son is eligible to do it. There's a lot of things that you know I'll do if my son can benefit. If Jack and Jill weren't going to benefit these babies, let me tell you who would not be in Jack and Jill right now. Me. I'm not one of these people that need that to be a part of my resume of things. But I was like, these boys need to be around some black girls. How can we make this happen? Voila. Because there is nothing. We tried track. Track took up way more time. Track's over. So I said, what else we got? That's the only thing that I could find. Y'all is only black boys. Girl Scouts is only black girls. Jack and Jill made it work.
All right, fam.
Why you say all right, fam?
We about to end this, ain't we?
Oh, okay. Now that we're ending the podcast, we hope you had a blast. We're going to do some announcements, so we hope you got a minute. Mama likes, got some journals, some affirmation cards, and a good old cap. Tan and a matching bonnet. Go to shopmamalikes.com to buy it. Vote for us for outstanding podcast and self-helping lifestyles. Man, shit. Order it now and he'll get it to you some way, somehow. Follow me at That Chick Angel on the TikTok while it's here in Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. You know just what to do. Marcus on the gram ain't on the gram, and Marcus on Facebook ain't on the book. Tang don't talk.
And neither do you.
Cause soon they gonna end the clock. Do 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 do. Go ahead.
All right, fam. We'll holler at y'all next time, next week. Y'all be blessed. Have a good one.